For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a cultures episode on Japan Top
10. Hello, everyone. This is Andy.
And hello, everyone. This is Vicky.
And we, of course, are bringing you Japan Top 10. Today, we have a cultures episode for you all about Japanese work culture. And for two people who are still in it, I think we are more than qualified to talk about this topic. What do you think?
Absolutely, yes. And with the new Japanese work year starting on April 1st, it's basically a very timely topic. And we're here to dispel all the little interesting aspects of Japanese work culture that you might not know.
Definitely some interesting topics we'll be bringing up today. But before we get too far into our gripes and also our celebrations of Japanese work culture, we do have a few announcements for some of our listeners. Are you interested in advertising on our podcast? If you are, you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there, reaching up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis, of course with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. For full details on how to access that and how to get a hold of us, you can find it at jtop10.jp, and we will work with you to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Now, if you'd like to join Andy and myself, we're currently looking for an on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you.
You'll get the nitty-gritty of our work culture as well. And if you are an indie Japanese music artist and are creating Japanese music and would like some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast. And honestly, it's a great way to get your name out there. And I have followed along with a lot of the artists we've featured in the past. So please, we love to get more recommendations.
Yes, indeed. Please give us more recommendations because our Spotify playlists need to grow this year. Please think about the playlists.
Think about the playlist.
Yes. Now, if you're enjoying this Cultures episode, remember you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. So please check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
All right. Well, as Vicky mentioned up top, it is very timely for us to have our work cultures episode, as it's about to be at the beginning of the year for many of Japan's young and transitioning workers, as well as people who are, you know, looking forward to join Japanese companies for the first time. So in today's episode, we're going to explore the evolving trends in Japan's workplace culture. We will cover key topics such as the traditional lifetime employment system, Japan's strong work ethic and overtime culture, and how group harmony and hierarchical structures shape communication and decision making. We'll also dive into workplace etiquette, from business card exchanges to the use of formal language, and discuss the changing workplace trends, including the rise of foreign workers, technological advancements, and the rise of freelance workers, all with some fun work-themed Japanese tunes.
Ikimashō! Let's get into our first topic. Lifetime employment and seniority. To dispel many rumors about lifetime employment, It's a traditional practice in Japan where new university and college graduates join a company and stay until retirement. Introduced after World War II to address the labor shortage, this system helped companies retain skilled workers by offering improved working conditions, including permanent positions, pension benefits, and seniority-based pay increases. The goal was to ensure long-term job security and the continuous development of employee skills.
However, the system presents challenges for companies. Japanese labor laws emphasize job security and protect employees from unfair dismissal, making it difficult to fire workers. Employees must be given warnings and opportunities to improve performance over time. While some firms benefit from the expertise of mid-career hires, the focus on promoting new graduates within the lifetime employment framework can lead to insular thinking and stifle innovation, especially important in the face of intense global competition. Additionally, the system's emphasis on long-term wage increases can lead companies to pay more than a worker's productivity as their skills plateau.
Lifetime employment can also have disadvantages for employees. So, aside from all the tests that new graduates have to take to hopefully be hired, once they're hired, it's not just jumping into a big pool of money. Pay increases have remained stagnant, especially with an average increase of just 1.2% between 2010 and 2018, according to the Research Institute of Economy, Trade, and Industry's 2022 review. While changing jobs can offer higher wages, employees who frequently switch jobs may be viewed as uncommitted so-called job hoppers in companies that value the tradition of lifelong employment. This may also limit opportunities for lifelong learning and the acquisition of new skills in a variety of work environments.
I feel that there's almost a lot of times in non-Japanese companies, there's this idea of we are a family at this company or whatever. But I know in terms of within the lifetime employment structure, that is sometimes true as companies sometimes like literally adopt full grown men.
Yeah. Or like go to their weddings and, you know, like everywhere, you know, the company becomes like your life, basically.
Yeah, and so I think that's like an interesting aspect of lifetime employment that is still, to some degree, I think, has a hold on Japanese society. I'm not sure, maybe it's even changing more as I'm not presently in Japan anymore. I don't see it as day-to-day, but you still hear about it a little bit. That said, lifetime employment remains common in large companies, with most employees staying at the same job throughout their entire careers. The Japan Institute for Labor Policy and Training's 2020 survey found that 80 to 90% of large and medium-sized companies aim to maintain long-term stable employment for regular employees. As of 2022, the average tenure for full-time employees in Japan was 12.3 years. That's insane to me personally. and that is according to the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare's basic survey on wage structure.
However, to counter your point, Andy, a 2023 survey by Nikkei Magazine revealed that out of 2,308 major companies, they plan to fill around 37.6% of job openings with mid-career hires, indicating a shift away from the traditional lifetime employment model. This change is driven by the need for specialized skills and experience amid rapid digitalization and growing competition.
Those are good points. I do feel Japan's work structure is about to face a huge shift, but maybe we can get to that in a little bit. One notable benefit of Japan's lifetime employment system is the stability it offers to seniors. With Japan's aging population, this is increasingly important. Starting in April 2025, employers will be required to offer continued employment to workers from the age of 65 until 70 upon request. Please let them rest.
Tell me about it. But actually, the guy who sits near me at my workplace is like 72.
Holy moly.
And he's finally going to be retiring. But everywhere you go, I swear, doesn't matter that, you know, the company or the venue, you will find someone over 70 still working.
Easily. And I'm like, I understand. If that's what you want to do, okay, sure. And if you're able to do it and you're able to, you know, get fulfillment out of that, that's great. But it is your time to rest. You put in your hard work.
Absolutely agreed. But as of 2022, seniors already make up 13.6% of Japan's workforce. So it's not too much. It's not 50%. No worries. But this is roughly 1 in 7 workers, which you can likely find at major companies. And this statistic is according to the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications. So this reflects not only Japan's aging demographic, but also how the lifetime employment system supports workers throughout their lives.
I do think another interesting point that we kind of grazed over a little bit, not grazed, but touched on briefly, our little section on lifetime employment and seniority is the fact that some people do just kind of fail upwards in this system, for better or for worse. It's just how it is with a system that prioritizes being at a place longer rather than having skills or something that sets you apart that allows you to kind of grow within a system. And I don't know about in your experience, Vicky, but I know that for me, definitely, I've had a very large range of bosses or superiors that benefited from this, and that they might not, if the system was a little bit different, they might not have gone, you know, as far as they have in their career. And then some I'm like, wow, you are being stifled by this system because you could do so much more.
Yeah. Or like the transfers that they have too. I'm not sure if like, you know, some companies, if they have different offices, they'll like transfer staff. But this is kind of like what you were saying, Andy, like it does kind of make some people like fail upwards. So like they're stuck in a company, they have benefits, but they're not really growing. And sometimes this can create, you know, toxic situations leading to good old power hara or power harassment.
Exactly. Yeah, that comes in a lot of ways, shapes, and forms. And Japan, I feel, has some unique examples of power hara, especially with how their work culture intertwines with their like drinking culture and social culture as well, in that like people going out together, perhaps they force, you know, their employees to do unsavory things or things like this, you know, that extend outside of the company even. Yeah, if you want to learn all about that, there are plenty, and I mean plenty, of news stories. And unfortunately, those are just the ones that break the surface.
Yeah.
About this and the dangers and how it, yeah, unfortunately, negatively affects a lot of people. But yes, we've gotten a little off track in our assessment of lifetime employment. However, let's get back on track with our first song that we'd like to kind of introduce.
So we have a classic One OK Rock with Curiosity, or quite literally spelt out Curiosity, featuring Pale Dust and Chico Charlito.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
That was Curiosity by 1OK Rock. So they don't need any introduction, but for this band, 1OK Rock is a rock band formed in 2005. Its members include Taka on vocals, Toru on guitar, Ryota on bass, and Tomoya on drums.
I'm always unsure because I know some people say 1OK Rock, 1OK Rock. I've just been conditioned to say 1OK Rock, so that's how I will say it. So 1OK Rock actually rose to fame in 2012 with the track The Beginning from their sixth album, Jinsei Kakete Boku wa, which it's spelled out very differently. It's Jinsei X Boku equals, but that is pronounced Jinsei Kakete Boku wa, which boosted them to international fame. Their seventh studio album, 3535, charted on the Billboard US charts, actually reaching number one on the World Albums chart there.
1OK Rock has won 4 Space Shower Music Video Awards, 5 MTV Video Music Awards, and 1 Japan Gold Disc Award. They have embarked on several world tours across the US, Europe, and Asia, and opened for the likes of Ed Sheeran, Muse, and the Smashing Pumpkins. Vocalist Taka has collaborated with several Canadian artists, including Avril Lavigne, Sum 41, and Simple Plan. Most recently, 1OK Rock won the Rock Sound 25 Icon Award for the magazine's 25th anniversary, and hey, it's their 1OK Rock's 20th anniversary this year.
Yes. Also, a fun fact, Avril Lavigne's sister is married to one of the members, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow! I was going to say, do you know that Avril Lavigne used to be married to a member of Nickelback?
No, whoa, I did not know that. Nickelback's also Canadian, right?
Yeah, and she was like married to the singer and then she got Lyme disease and they divorced. But we're not talking about Canadian music.
No, this is J-pop.
Yeah. Curiosity is about the struggle between reality and one's own desires and the urge to pursue self-discovery and carving one's own path, finding strength in the unknown.
I think that is a beautiful note to end on in our cultures episode surrounding on work culture. If any of this was even slightly interesting, I recommend you seeking it out because it is kind of a fascinating little topic. So we hope you enjoyed our episode. It seems on our next episode, you're actually going to hear me again. It's going to be the April Artist of the Month, which will come from the very popular current J-pop artist, none other than Ado. And Shauna and I will be your host for that, so we are excited to see you in less than a week from now with that.
And that will be a must-listen because Ado, let's just say, very recent performance I heard was great, but no cameras were allowed. So Ado, great music and great stage presence.
Absolutely. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you then and hope that you have a great start to your April until then.
Yes, until then. So hopefully your work culture will not be like the start of our episode. But
yes, and a big otsukare sama deshita. Thank you for all of your hard work. To all of our listeners and to you, Vicky. And we'll see you later.
To you as well, Andy. See you. Mata ne.
Bye. Jane.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.